Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
So we'll run through the list of retailers that you've included here.
We've got Spa, Food Lovers Market, yes. Pick n Pay, Checkers, and Woolies.
You guys don't know who's who in the zoo. The only person that knows who's who in the zoo is Phil and I, in terms of plates 1 to 5. Jenny Morris is here, Chris Forrest is here. They are tasting these hot cross buns and giving us what they think is the best manufactured hot cross bun. Again, a lot of these places have in-house bakeries. They make them locally and they're made fresh daily. Jenny, what are we looking for in terms of the presentation of everything, of the overall package of a hot cross bun? Well,
you know what? You eat with your eyes. So yes. The first thing I want to do when I see a hot cross bun has got to say, baby, take me home, voulez-vous coucher, you know, that kind of thing. So it's got to be appealing, Chris. You would agree with me.
Definitely.
It's the look of love for me.
Yeah.
So the crosses have also got to look like they're edible and not like that kind of thing.
A plasticine.
Yes. So they mustn't be too thick me. They must be beautifully glazed. And when I touch them, touch this one, Chrissy. In your hot little hand.
No, the hot cross bun. Let me touch the bun, rather.
The buns are there. If you want to touch them, you have to compete with someone else.
And yeah,
they'll give you such a judo one time on the floor.
Yeah.
So, for me, texture is very important. Yeah, yeah. The spiciness of the bun is important. And, of course, how much fruit is in it?
Spot on.
You know what I'm saying?
So, looking at plates 1 to 5 between the both of you, which do you think numbers, which number? Give us an overall kind of the best presentation in terms of the look of the article.
I'm looking at 5 and 2.
Oh, darling, you and I are so on the same page.
Really?
Yes, you're in my head.
Oh.
You only get into my head.
Let me buy you a drink later.
cup of tea.
Yes, I would say those two.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I think we have a clear winner for me.
Okay.
I'm not going to go into the intricacies of it. 5 was good, but it was no 3.
Okay.
Yeah, and 5 had a lot of fruit.
Jenny thinks that 2.
Okay.
You see what I did with 1.
I'm glad I'm not married to you because you're bloody talking for me.
You guys can come back every single day.
So for me, I ranked them as follows.
Okay.
In first place is number 3.
Got you.
Absolutely.
Second place was number 5. Number 4 comes in 3rd, still made it onto the podium. In 4th is number 2, and then 5th was number 1.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Are you both in sync?
We're in sync, and I'm in love with number 3. I want to take it home.
All right. So in order, according to our judges today, that had no idea what were numbers 1 to 3 to 5. Number 5.
Shame. Spar.
Spar's in at number 5. All right. Number 4.
Number 4, surprising to me, Woolies.
Woolies at number 4. Mm. Coming in 3rd place.
Pick n Pay.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Put the handbrake on. My goodness. We're down to 2. Now, you know what happens when you always get to the down to 2 is that when you announce not the 2nd place, you automatically know the winner. So let's do the winner.
The first princess. Oh, no.
So let's do the winner. The winner of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile FM's Hot Cross Bun of Easter is
Food Lovers Market.
Food Lovers Market.
Follow us on Facebook
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.